PMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and it is Friday, May 25th, 2012, and you are live and direct on another episode of Pregame Radio, where spoken word night tonight and tomorrow. We'll be rocking tonight till about 12:30, but tomorrow we're back at our full time, 10 to 12, full 2 hours. But so hit us up, 347-857-4306. We got a couple good pieces of work today, and as I settle in and get everybody situated and get you guys rocking, start you guys up with something. We'll be right back.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. But before I became a man, I didn't always fit the shoes of a king. I was a child trying to find his way. And the toys I played with kept my eyes occupied and left my mind in a lustful, boyish frenzy. And my playmates had long legs, short skirts, and soft skin. And they cared enough to lie down and wallow with me often. Jezebel turned out to be my very best friend. I'd look in her eyes before ever seeing the sunrise, every time I paid her a visit and slept in. Before I became a man, I saw how God made Adam from dust. So likewise, I tried to make love out of lust. I didn't know any better. I was taught by example, let your mouth spit game, but never let your heart say much. I treated his daughters like beauty pageant contestants, and there would be zero return on their investments, and Proverbs 31 was never a criteria for my selections. Mind you, this was before I became a man. This was about the time that I took notes from a father figure who really didn't know how to be a father, go figure. About the time that mom was a punching bag because he was too afraid to take his frustrations out on the world instead by simply enduring affliction. Yet, during addiction, he could go 12 rounds against the most violent screams of, "Stop! Stop!" He was undefeated. He always won. And I would stand in plain sight, hoping Daddy sees. Because all I could say at the time was, "Daddy, please. Mom didn't deserve what she got just because she didn't satisfy Daddy's needs." Before I became a man, I would unlock Daddy's curse, free myself, and throw away Daddy's keys. I allowed anger to set up a construction company inside. And bitterness never rested. It left no time wasted. And whether Daddy loved me or not, all I could regurgitate was hatred. I became allergic to showing any form of compassion. Before I became a man, I was much shorter. Not just in height, but in spiritual insight. Because I never had a picture, nor did Pixar ever have a film to show me what God's man really looked like. But when I became a man, I learned how to love God right back. And even though I'm good at falling short of the glory, I reflect on my story, and through my praise, I'll self-publish a testimony. When I became a man, I learned how to cry. Because I'm not ashamed of my tears, neither will my fears muffle the groaning in my spirit. Since I became a man, I'm no longer afraid of the dark. I'll wrap my fingers around James 5:16, confess, pray, and heal my heart. I've discovered that there are medicinal qualities down the corridor of introspection. When I became a man, I learned how to love her. My Esther, my Ruth. I learned to honor her like she was Jesus' mother, because one day she'll be pregnant with the seed that will transport my legacy so that my God and my name would both have longevity even after they bury me. I couldn't love her before because I wasn't able. My insecurities and my perfectionism had me looking at the next best player checking in at the scorer's table. How could I possibly be her covering as an umbrella with holes in it? But I learned to love her like I ought to, because I want him to be my father and my father-in-law, since that's his daughter. When I became a man, I learned to love my brother. I'll share my heart, my hug, and my hallelujah. Because a hug and a hallelujah without my heart leaves room for his spirit to respond, "I never knew you." I became a man so that until he became a man, he can see and name a man who picked up the gospel, 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 and put the toys away. When I became a man.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. And before we go any further, what's up, Ed?
Yo, what's up?
And before we go any further, I gotta acknowledge and send prayers and condolences to the family of radio legend Hal Jackson, who passed earlier this week. For
shout
those
out
who,
to Hal, a trailblazer. You can't say radio and not say Hal Jackson.
Exactly. So coming from all of us here at Pregame Radio, we say thank you, Hal Jackson, trailblazer. You know, he's the one who really paved the way for others like myself and everyone else you hear on the airwaves who do their thing day in and day out. But once again, it's spoken word. So, Apple, you ready?
Yo, I am ready for spoken word. Yo, you know, I just saw this big-ass rat.
Ew.
Outside, son. I just came from outside. And, I mean, this rat, oh, my God, this nigga. I'm not shook or nothing because, you know, I'll stomp on the head of a rat real quick. But, this is one of the things I can't stand about people who don't keep their yards clean, don't keep their garbage can clean. And people, my neighbors, because I know some of y'all is listening. I know y'all do. Y'all be listening. I can't stand how you motherfuckers, you miss garbage day. So just instead of just leaving your garbage in your yard, you come down over a couple of doors down from me to where the big metal fence is, and there's a lot, and you throw your trash over there. You throw TV boxes, computer shit, old sneakers, ties. I've seen everything thrown over there. And also to the person who has been walking their little, one of those little dogs that I can't stand, if I catch you or your dog shitting in front of my yard again, we're going to have a problem. Okay? You know who you are because you listen to the show. You listen. I know you do. We're going to have a problem. All right, son. Back to
all right, let's get, into the first.
That's my spoken word call. We're going to have a problem.
That was okay. Big shout out to Ed with her spoken word. We have a problem. 347-857-4302. And we got poetry and lyrics in the building. What's going on, sweetheart?
Hey, what's good?
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, miss? I'm doing great. I'm happy that it's Friday. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm, because as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going out.
Let us know.
It's at Throwbacks tonight. You know, I got to go support my peoples. But let me start off by saying, boo-boo. I don't like rats. That was a no-go. I probably would cross the street. And I don't think you would like me because I got a miniature chihuahua.
Oh, no. Listen. He's got motherfucker in your pocket. When you come past my yard. And
his name
we'll
is
be
Buster. You would love him.
Maybe. I don't know. See, I got two cats, and if my cat is bigger than your dog, then, you know, it ain't going to work. Look, my neighbor, my poor neighbors have a little, it looks like, I think it's a teacup Yorkie, and that, every time you go past a yard, you get close
to little
yard,
dogs do make a lot of noise.
Yeah, I'm glad you got a furry companion that feels you have a part, so I can.
Oh no, I don't even like him. That's not my dog. It's my daughter dog.
You horrible.
Right, y'all gonna be mad at me tonight. Ain't no political poems going on. I'm doing a love hate situation. Like we're gonna start off with the hate, and we're gonna end it with the love.
Let's do it.
What's up? Because you know what? I think a lot of our relationships, it's not all relationships at some point are love-hate relationships because you can love a person but hate the shit they do.
Yes.
So, I mean, we all got that, you know? I have a love-hate relationship black right now.
But I have my hate posted in a funny way.
All right, well, come on, baby. I want to hear it.
The first one is return purchase. I'm going to put the phone down so I can read it.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Return purchase. Men lie, women lie, but our actions tell it all. You can give me your number 1,000 times, but bet money that I still won't call. You could have even been the greatest love that I've ever known. Yet if you cross me, I still won't answer my phone. A pet peeve of mine is a two-legged animal carrying a bone. I could say goodbye 1,000 times, but when I leave, you won't even get a I'm gone. But if I had love for you, I'll give you that sarcastic so long, shaking my head, boo-boo, that was wrong. But this was so boring. Every word coming out your mouth is corny. I was going to respond, but I was too busy yawning. In the middle of my text, I got vexed. Why? Because you kept calling. Pineapples, I don't like it. I don't want to be friends anymore. I beg your pardon. I'm sorry this association ever even got started. Who does this? What are you, like, retarded? I want to throw your actions, your words, and your swag in the toilet. You're doing the same thing you was doing 3 years ago, but now it's called balling. I don't understand that play on the field. Can we recall that? You can't tell me I'm the only person that saw that. Did you really just put your ass where your jaw's at? I bet you wish you could take that one back. This is one of those times you should have just taken a nap instead of wasting my time and your energy and forcing me to say it's a wrap. I got better things to do with my time than constantly being verbally attacked. You a distraction to my focus, like a bad weed with visible tracks. If I purchase that, put it back on the rack. Don't even bother to open the pack. Damn. Where's my receipt at? Because the broad at the customer service desk says she needs that so she can commandeer this merchandise that I call crap. Thanks to heavens that I left the tags on it. Now, please, return this purchase. I know we all got a lot of baggage, but I don't even want to tote this. That tickles me. I love that one.
That's what's up, yo. You said it.
Yo, I'm not even going to lie. If I was an ex-boyfriend and I heard that shit, I would feel some kind of way.
That was rich. And you know what? Whomever inspired that bastard deserves it. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You can put it together like that and listen, baby girl, you know I know. See, he don't know, but you know I know.
All right, listen. They be tripping, though. Like, it's not just the men. Like I said, when we first started talking, it's the women, too.
Yeah,
I know they do. They inspire these guys to act dumb.
But at the same time, too, a lot of those women was good girls at first. Okay?
Oh, come on.
Yo, listen, to be fair, though, believe it or not, a lot of those men start off good, too.
Thank you.
I know a lot of dudes that used to be good guys and just messed with the wrong chick, and now they just, like, loose with it because they, like, fuck it. Women are like this. Like, they get that bad impression.
We don't get into that. We don't get into that on another show because that'll take all damn night. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting tired of the whole, a guy made it that way. Bullshit.
Yo, don't make me come to the other side of the studio. All right, thanks.
But I don't be hating all the time, you know. I got my love poem, too.
Hit us with it, please.
Look, he anxious. You ain't want to hear that, huh?
I want to hear it. Let's go.
I'm ready.
It's called To My Husband, The Only Love For Me. I'm awakened in a dream by a mystic image that appears. A man so divine, it is his very aura that I fear. A love so powerful, it stimulates my needs to hold my love, touch my love, and incorporate him into me. He is my legs, my arms, and every bit of life that I see. When my weak heart attempts to stop, he forces it to beat. When I want to throw the towel in, he convinces me to stay and fight, for he is my husband, and I am his wife. I dream of our love, yet skim through the nightmare of it even more. To love one person that much, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and be sure, there's nothing scarier than asking a person to spend their life with you, except the idea that that vow has been made and is not being true. So before I wake, bless me with a kiss. Maybe even a hug. I just want to make sure you're not sleeping on me and I can really feel your love. If you embrace me, I'll make it last past the end of time. Because even in death, my love is yours and your love is mine. With my husband, I am complete and completely happy. When he falls, I catch him. When I'm drowning, he rescues me. I live in every part of his soul as he does I. And in this love, we will live and eventually we will die, climbing together to greater heights. I pray that it's free because I've already paid our price twice. Free from taxes, no baggage, no extra added attachments, just trust, honesty, and loyalty. Free to let me love him while witnessing and feeling him loving me. They say there's no such thing as love at first sight, but there was for me. Consider this an imaginary love letter to my husband, the only love for me.
I liked that one. I didn't say I like the first one. I like the first one. I'm just saying with the first one, if I was the inspiration behind the first one, I would feel some type of way. But if I was the inspiration behind that last one, yeah, I'd be grinning ear to ear right now.
Okay, but what if you inspired them both?
If I inspired them both, then that means... If I inspired both of those poems, that means we had one hell of a relationship. Like, and if it was over, that means it just went to the point where there was no reconciliation and the best thing to do was to go our separate ways. But in between the start and the end time, that dash that represented our relationship was fucking dynamite. That's what I would think if I was interested behind both poems.
Okay, but you would be right. Like, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. So, before you head out and you go enjoy your night over at Throwbacks out there where you at, let the people know where they can catch up with you and catch some more of your work.
I'm on Facebook, Poetry and Lyrics. That's and with an E, Lyrics with an X. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I just started this new account called the Swag Pad. I'm on there too, you know. Where else am I? I don't even know. I'm on YouTube.
And if
I'm
you guys
everywhere. I got a
any,
Facebook poetry group at Poetry's
yes,
Lyrics.
Definitely check it out. And if you guys missed any of her work tonight, don't worry. She'll be rocking with us tomorrow.
Yes,
so
I will.
There will be more Poetry and Lyrics. I know Eb is right now on Facebook looking her up, hitting that ad button.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm not on Facebook.
There will be no hating tomorrow, I promise.
I'm tuned into the show.
Well, you know, you can do whatever, but like I said, Ms. Pochan, please be safe, have fun, and give shout out to all the peoples out there on behalf of Pregame Radio.
I love
no
y'all.
Doubt.
Y'all have a lovely
love
night.
You too. Protect your clam. Protect your clam. Don't fall for the scam.
Yes, please. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam.
Amen.
All right. And we'll check you later.
Have a nice night.
You too.
All right. Peace.
347-857-4302. Spoken word night has already started off with a bang. Shout out to Poetry and Lyrics. Please check out Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything that she mentioned. She is a really dope, dope poet, and every time we do this, she'd be one of the first to come out. So big shout out to her. She's definitely rocking. But we have another caller. Last four digits, 9373. What's going on? You're on Pregame Radio with Brooklyn Black and Ab. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, what's up, Brooklyn Black? How's it going, man? This is Daniel Faria.
What's up,
Steve?
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
We over here chilling, man. You know, we getting the spoken word. We just chilling, relaxed, you know.
Yeah, it was nice to listen in on that, man. I was feeling his stuff, man. It was really good.
Yeah, so, like I said, definitely check her out on Facebook. She's Poetry and Lyrics. That's Ann with an E and Lyrics with an X.
Oh, nice.
So definitely check her out. She has a lot of dope work. But what are you bringing to us tonight?
Oh, man, I just got some of my typical, you know, revolution stuff. It's not really revolution politics-wise because, you know, fighting the machine is just doing what the machine wants you to. It's more a revolution of the mind and spirit, you know, talking my usual insanity.
All right, so,
but,
whenever you're ready, the floor is yours, man.
Yeah, man, I'm just going to jump right into it. So, first one is called An Imaginary Friend. An ancient junkyard of 60-year-old bones in a 20-year existence. Callous veins, drawn-out eyes, fingertips blistered. He said he was born again with rotted teeth, a taste for candy too persistent to resist. It was so sweet that the levels of addiction surrounding him made him believe he is not weak. And I've been alone, wading through the sea of faces, soaking in sorrowing, spite, and suffering at orgasmic paces, the infinitesimal rush with emotion devoid of placement, pain's laughter with smoky gazes that soothes the bacon. So sober, her lungs must rust. Liver dry as day-old vomit soaking in my shirt, picking on their karma. because my own I couldn't coerce. And I considered the plunge of eternity, a liquid bloom to fill the context of silence, a slighted goodbye to the ordinary words for sex and violence. So, do you return to the womb, feed the cycling mind, or do you extend the greatest questions with answers combined? It's a deadly line of venom and kind kisses, an endless supply of heaven and wishes, hellish's bliss with a fiery list of endeavors that fit whatever existence you please, even if it seems to bleed a tortured scream that just couldn't be coming from me. And I know those scars, they are my doing, the suffering by movement, a rising, falling crescendo of self-delusion. I know the world's not alone. Not swallowing its tail, biting the nail that seizes a fate until the inevitable escape embraces this lonely mind, simply sitting in space, a way it's faced with only itself. So, for its own mental health, the first question began. Then, here I am, bleeding, breeding, conceding, preaching, and repeating. The question began. Then, here I am, completing the cast of imaginary friends.
Wow. Now, you said that one was more so a revolutionary of the mind, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, really, it's just empowerment, man. We just got to start, you know, accepting the amazing human beings we are, and I'm just trying to reach out to everybody and tell them that, you know. We got a whole bunch of shit being shoved down our throats, you know, on the news and so much other crap, man. It's just trying to, kind of clean that away and smile regardless of how many times you get kicked in the teeth, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, and that's dope. Is there anything else you got, man? You know, you can just jump into the next one if you want. Ed, what did you think about that first one, Imaginary Friend?
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. So, all right, this next one. I actually wrote this when I was rolling out of Brooklyn with Ellis Ashbrook on a tour one time, and I was just watching the city pass by, and it was just like I was realizing like the potential of humanity is like so great, and it's just like a matter of your own choices. So I just went into this thing, man. It's called the industry dream. So, all right, here we go. The industrial chorus carries on, a cascading margin of love and murderous want that's tracing a corroded pipe system based off a throbbing stone. Can the universe know what it is to be alone? To just carve colors into the trees or trace a long haul of burning leaves? Do you hear me, my mechanical stream? We rush haggard between there and where you need to be. You've never seen the scenery, maybe a couple street signs, and as for the people that appear to be, they're the parts of me my mind denies. Then you can hold me fierce as a carnivore, and I will kiss you like a peach. You can take hesitance from your arms and dance within reach of delicate hands slipping through the smoke that twists strands of corrosive hope that are seductive and sedating your soul, answering anything you want to know. How you want to hear. It's a dichotic truth we all want to revere, as if anything could encompass what's here. Because there's more than what you see, smell, taste, and feel. There's more than what you hold holy in fear. There's more than just the natural appeal of the pain, joy, and ecstasy of being Achilles' heel. You see, real is real. Even when the illusions become snippets of dream twisted by reality, yeah, real is real. Even when you drown in the thickest of your normality. Because those industrial echoes, they bellow. They're raging with sweet intonations, an overlapping cavern of neutral madmen seething for a fight that are cutting and clutching a double standard distraction, twice the diabolical illusion your wildest dreams could ignite. Because I can hear that evolutional chain, the cycle upgrade that is seating you at the top, where you can wrap your lips around the smokestack and believe whatever you want.
I think like my mind was just blown, man.
Awesome. I love splattered brains on the wall. That was great.
Like, that was definitely a good
that
joint there.
That was great. I like both of them. You definitely had some fire, both of them.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been loving slam poetry for a long time now, and it's great that you guys are giving me this opportunity to come up and get my voice heard over the airwaves, you know. And no matter how many people you have in the room, it'll never compare to this.
Nah,
well, believe it or not, nothing compares to being able to hear
and showcase so much talent that, you know, might under different circumstances you wouldn't even hear from. So it's all pleasure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure goes all around. That's the great thing about art, right?
Yep. We can all appreciate it.
So, Danny, you know, let people know if they can catch up on some of your works, where they can locate you as far as Facebook or Twitter or anything like that.
Yeah, well, as of right now, I'm in the middle of setting up a website, and I'm hoping to have that up and running by the time I get myself officially moved down to Brooklyn. For the time being, you can find me on Facebook, Daniel Faria. If you search me, you can find me. I'm a friend of Brooklyn Black, so it'll help you connect to me quicker. I've been doing this for about 5-7 years now, taking hiatuses here and there. But, you know, I'm more than willing to come in and hit open mics, just do a poem or two, or if people are actually looking for features, you know, I'm always willing to come and bring my insanity to the stage and see if anybody likes that flavor, you know. So you can reach me right through Facebook. Just contact me and, you know, send me a message, and I'll hit you back within the day.
And if anyone else knows, when you guys are in Brooklyn, when you guys hear that Brooklyn Black is rocking with Ellis Ashbrook, the homie Danny is hands down one of the best bartenders in Brooklyn. So when I'm out there and I say, hey, come through to this spot, here's where I'm at, you come, you see me, you see the homie Danny, he gets some nice drinks in his system, and he's an awesome baker. His space cookies are off the chain. So definitely come through. It's always a good thing when we holding it down at the Space Palace out here on Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn. And if you guys have missed anything, don't worry, as well as Poetry and Lyrics, the homie Danny will be back tomorrow to hit us with some more heat. If he has anything else, you are free to rock.
Really? One more?
If you want to, man.
All right, man. Well, there's no censorship on this show, as I could tell from hearing you guys talk, so I'm going to rock this last one.
Rock it.
And it's, you know, real quick and simple, man. It's all about my addiction, and my addiction isn't what most people would think it is, so. But it's called A Bottomless High. Hi, my name is Dan, and I'm an addict. The fixation began with depression and repression. It was my illusion, maybe my greatest investment. See, I felt tangible more so than a fucking immortal with an underlying rumbling that I was irrelevant. You see, your head gets too heavy sometimes, thick with sloshing water. Forget trying to stay between the lines. I'm trying to survive my offer with the fixation and that sacrifice. It took my time and sided with desperation. Then I tried to capitalize on the characterization of that meddling it I created, as if I was without choice in the situation. You know, you can wake up cold and not care. When it's not there, your inner bones start shaking. And together we're dying and separately thriving, all ragged-minded and chiming in. It was supposed to be my reckoning. Instead, I accepted him, that hungry, decadent, bottomless side. It's a twin self-destructive and 100% sublime. Looking for anything or anyone that can ease my bliss for a while. Someone that can laugh at the pain, wrap themselves in the best and worst things, or take the heavy toll light. It's a negligent stroke up the side and under the breasts, a psychedelic fold with an addictive overdrive. I won't reset. I tell you, I am an addict. Fixed on the tall tales we watched arise. Hook on the smells, produce to procreate and survive. Those swells heaving, overlap and combine, giving the sexual death with a seductive side. It's wicked. It's loving. It's poetically undefined, as masters of practice with entwined limbs of empathy and disgust. It's that need to trust, praying for a divine stay, a miraculous change to perfect fuck. I'm an adrenaline junkie, artistically hungry, striving to push boundaries regardless of barricades. Yeah, I'm a crash test dummy for the dangerously lovely. Roses with thorns won't explain how I am an addict, and I refuse not to use. I don't mind the abuse. Tragically, I can't see that difference. It's easy to dismiss it with a smooth transition into the abyss, never knowing who I was, always blaming the drugs of inspiration, fear, creation, and passion. I can't resist. It's a spiritual hit. It's addictive as shit. I can't quit because it reminds me I exist. All right, so I'm going to leave you all on that little last,
woo! The next time I see Ben, I might just have to steal his book, Eb, and just bring it back.
Anytime, man. You know that, bro.
You know, that's crazy. Like I said, anytime Brooklyn Black is rocking with Ellis Ashbrook. Please come on through, hang out with me, hang out with the homie Danny. You know what I'm saying? We'll show y'all a good time between the door and the bar. That's where the party's at anyway. Danny, if you want to get some shout-outs out, you can definitely let the people know what's up and shout your people out.
Well, you know, my main shout-out I have to give to Ellis Ashbrook. You know, I do animation. I work with them, you know, and they're freaking great. And like Brooklyn Black said, those parties are off the hook. They do a wonderful job of lining people up, and it is just insanely good time to come down and just, like, rock out to. I mean, there's other bands and other people that go all throughout Brooklyn and all the way up to Boston that I could just keep shouting out for the next, like, 10, 20 minutes. But I'll definitely give it out to Louisiana Sun Kings, Keep It Real, and, you know, I can definitely also say that, you know, there's such a huge group of talented people taking place in Brooklyn right now. You all need to be down there checking it out if you're not, because if you're not, you're missing out on the Brooklyn Renaissance right now. So I hope you get in and dig your fingers deep, because it's getting ready to explode in ways we haven't seen yet. So,
yes.
All right, much love to all of you. And,
no doubt,
thanks again.
Dick, and once again, he'll be back in the building tomorrow along with Poetry and Lyrics and a whole bunch of other poets here doing their thing, putting it down on pregame radio, spoken word. Once again, thanks a lot for coming through, Danny,
thank
and
you.
I appreciate the love, man.
All right, man, word. Take it easy. Have a good night, you too.
All right.
Peace.
Yo, as, like, you know, it's cool, spoken word, you know, we're pretty much carrying on some steam, and tonight I wanted to do it late night, you know, not late night, but just a little bit later. I wanted to, you know, come and give that, what's the whole aura, the feng shui of it, of, you know, being late night at a spoken word spot where it's all lit, dim lights and fingers snapping, little smoke in the air, stuff like that. You know, I wanted to try to bring that je ne sais quoi, so to say. Because, you know, I really hate saying swag nowadays. But it is what it is. 347-857-4302. We got, like I said, we got spoken word, a couple more joints before we get up out of here and let you guys go. But, Ev, I wanted to update you on this artist that came across my desk while I was working the ones and twos for All Bars Radio. If you didn't know, you know, we launched another show on the network, All Bars Radio, hosted by Nikki Barbs and Angel. And also, you know, they send out, you know, artists and submit music to them, and we played on the show, and there was this one artist that goes by the name of True Son Ali. He came across, and this song titled Gotta Get It, it was just so dope, and I know you'll like it, and I'm actually in talks with him and his people now to get him on the show, so we can definitely evaluate him, and, you know, see what else he has to offer. But with this song here, you'll definitely get a feel of it. 347-857-4302. True Son Ali, gotta get it on pregame radio, and we'll be right back.
If it ain't perfected, get it corrected. Feel me?
Vinny Idol.
Yeah. Posted on the block like 50 grand. I knew that one day I would be the man. When I was young and have a pop, I could depend on. So when I hit the block, all my common sense gone. I was a scholar through the basics. Made it through the trenches. Cracked St. Ives, fought Philly Blunts on park benches. Bullets into the chamber like I was Wu-Tang. Run up on them like, what up, son? That was the new slang. And my crew had to order the way we do things. And you might have a problem cause of my mood swings. What up, nigga? Ain't no bitch in me. Plus my money come quick with a consistency. See, I host the block down like the pimps and G's. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. Heading straight down to 9-5, had juice OG. Ain't no wonder why my mama couldn't get no sleep. But I gotta get it.
That's right.
And that's just the way it goes, man. You know, Mob D said a while ago, you know what I'm saying? Survival of the fittest. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely surviving. Definitely surviving. And I'm feeling kind of fit. Yo, I'm physically fit. You feel me? Let's go. I gotta get it. Pull a 7 Series off the car lot. I'm on top. My name ringing to yours now. Diamonds hit you with a bling, make your jaw drop. X and O's to them shorties if they don't lie. different arena. And my life ain't been a thing since Tina. Love a loyal G. I am royalty. All hail the king. This thing about to be over when the fat lady sing. Just listen to the message I bring. And know that it's a hard knock life, man. Hard rock white. Choose to survive. Hit the block all night. Sucker try to front, getting popped on time. But I try to keep a positive outlook. Call me Ocho Single, competition is out shook. Money ain't a thing like you free and Jay-Z. But I'll be damned if I let a bitch nigga play me. I'm off this.
Going down, man. Big shout out to everybody in the hood, man. You know how I do it. Shout out to the world. Keep your head to the sky, man. Got it. Get it.
Yeah, that was True Son Ali on pregame radio 347-857-4302. We'll be right back. We'll pick up some more spoken word, get ready to wrap things up. And also, this is the new joint from the homie Disabled featuring True. This is One Question, live and direct, and we'll be right back.
If I ask God one question, what would it be?
Magic, y'all see me less. I'm navigating life, no GPS. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. I couldn't change, growth seminal like Christian Ponder. Got the same questions that Christians ponder. Guess if I had to pick one, what'd it be? I wonder. Do you wonder why we sin? You make the rain pour as a way of making sure that we won't sin anymore. Why'd you take Jordan's dad and make him retire? Firefighters were called, why didn't you stop the fire? Why'd you let trigger happy cops answer 911 calls? In plain attire to trigger our ire? Why'd you let Tiff's dad cheat? Why ain't you stop him? Why'd you let those dudes corner envy and rob him? Sit back, so only take a second of your time. Everyone raise your hands if your question's the same as mine. Want this bad enough? Are you waiting for me to tell you that I had enough? Did you mean for Katrina to kill all those people? Read somewhere, pain is a person's greatest teacher. Why'd you let those cops assault Chris on July 3rd? Why'd mom spend her 40 years fighting cancer? Why'd you give us Bush then? Why Obama now? Are these senseless killings meant to wear us down? Why'd you take Big and Pac right in their prime? Is death the path for those who chose to rhyme? Why'd you let Rich leave after you let him come back? Why didn't you hold Anthony's hand when he went in for the smack? And since you stopped my first fight from being as bad, why didn't you bother to stop Emily's dad? Why'd the vessel in my head pop? Why in the same week I turned 24? You better have some answers for me. Al-Qaeda, read that you made us in your image. Why create an image that hates us? Why'd you take Ms. Beverly at the doctor that killed her? It's still living. I know you said to forgive, sir. How do I forgive what I can't understand? I turned out okay, but why'd you let a woman raise a man? Why'd you let that car spin the coals around? Why'd you save them? Was it for this moment right now? Am I gonna be like a candle snuffed at dawn? I'm here, I'm near, I'm there and I'm gone. Why you taking my grandfather away? Why'd you let old girl find me after I went through the pain? Did you mean to save me last year? Yes, it was last year. By the time you save me again, save me like that year. I don't need you to save me every time. I just deep down really need to know why.
What?
478-574-3002. It's your man, Brooklyn Black, with Ab on Pregame Radio. We also have the insatiable one in the building with us. She's rocking, but she's not getting on air. But Ab, you see we have a cool little lineup for spoken word, right? All right, no doubt. 347-857-4302, and I got a special surprise for you guys in a couple of minutes. I myself will be reading one of my original works, so definitely be tuned in, keep rocking, and we got some more stuff for y'all. But check this other one out from KM. This is Man Child on Pregame Radio. We'll be right back.
New York City, give it up for my man Keith Murray.
This one right here is for my grandfather, Mr. Hall, who passed away when I was incarceration. He raised me. It's called Man Child. Go like this. Yo, my grandfather used to tell me, this place ain't got nothing to offer you. Don't you see all the changes everybody going through? This family got problems and they do too. But everybody want to tell you what they think you should do. He said, watch them so-called friends and them girls too. Son, they do you like they did Jesus. Crucify you. As he sat there in his chair looking out the window, I'm 13 thinking, when you can't get away, where do you go? Man, child, never had a chance to be young. Either you selling drugs or out there on the bench strung. For some, there's only two places to go, the morgue or the pen. For some, school is an option, entertainment's an ultimatum. Then they try to exploit you, discriminate you, use you as a tool, make money and live in luxury off of you. And we so confused, we want to believe in something. So they promise us the world and give us nothing. No matter how things change, they stay the same. For the struggle remains, and we want it the same. The sun will shine, even when it rains. Just feel my pain. The death of a loved one reminds you of yourself, don't it? Yeah. Knowing you could be next at any given moment. Like Twine, I used to call him a brother of mine. His pops was a drunk and his mother was blind. He used to stay at my house in town. My moms didn't mind. We was just nickel and dime hustlers, wasting time. Living in the streets, targeted and forced to kill. Dualistically, we learned how to lie and steal. Gangsters of the future, modern day thug. Seemed like my whole childhood is covered in blood. Traveling a rough life in the eye of the storm. Now where they like stories tattooed on my arms. My cousin Cycle's grandmother passed away on April Fool's Day. This is real. And her funeral was on his birthday. Unreal. My man had four baby moms and two on the way. Tried to make a living for him. He passed away in vain. They tried to fuck my fame up. Tear my name up. They turn around and sue me and fuck my little bit of change up. It is real. Everything I'm saying is real. I knew it was going to be something like what happened to get me for some cream. I saw it in my subconscious world like a vision. At first, felt like a knife in the heart. But by nature, I continue to live out my part. As art imitate life and light imitate art, don't respect the streets and they'll tear your ass apart. It's important that my understanding is understood, but it's more important that it's understood in the hood. And to all the females in the pen, stay strong. Any day in jail, girl, is a day too long. And for those who had to do what they did to slid, now they running like a fugitive. See the life they live. When I was young, I was put in the box. Saw my step pops. Said, damn, boy, what you doing here? How much time you got? I said, pops, no matter how things change, they stay the same. For the struggle remains, and we wanted the same. The sun will shine, even when it rains. Believe me when I tell y'all, I feel y'all pain.
Yes, it's Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. Let's see if we got somebody else. Last four digits, 7157. You are live and direct on pregame radio. Let the people know who it is and where you're calling from. You're live on the air. Last call, 7157. All right, so we got, like I said, we still got more show and stuff for you guys coming up in a little bit, and I'm still going to read one of my works. Here's a spoken word poem from the home, Sagittarius Black, this call certified, and we'll be right back.
And X out the lies like Malik Shabazz. Get my people off the rock like Alcatraz. We doomed, baby boomers getting diaper rash. Could a bulletproof cape stop taping? Looters crash. Ask Kobe why Toby was lashed. Ask Flash while we wait in the water. In a time to kill, why them white boys was raping his daughter? This ain't another why song, we all know the disorder. They got a black man Superman for only four quarters. I'm a rapper slash reporter slash preacher slash porter, rap savior, walk on water, to a certified past, you only see tomorrow when you make it, you only see tomorrow if you try, the world's full of sorrow but we face it, certified. The world's a scary place when you look at the faces. The heart's broken once whole. Now pump poison and those that's chosen to change, opposing the change and those that's holding the fame. Do it for their personal gain, it's true. We each got our personal pain. Some got an umbrella but still getting caught in the rain. Or the sleet of the hail. Whether bullets or taxis, wonder why we end up in jail or just settle and fail. As the drops hit my window, I hear the wind blow. The trees shake and my body aches. How much pain can one body take? Take. Well, that's the question, what's the answer? With AIDS and cancer attacking our world, little girls that won't grow to be dancers. Natasha, Crystal, Samantha won't live to see Santa. AIDS walk every year, I've been lifting that banner. I think about my niece, and she missing her nana. My mama raising a helping hand to anyone who needed, and she still managed to feed six. No supports for my dad, she gave us every single thing that she had.
The past is the past for a reason. The present is a gift of life. Take the time to just breathe in. Certified. The past is the past for a reason. The present is a gift of life. Take the time to just breathe in. Certified.
Military drama, Hillary, Obama, deceit becomes hope. Hope for a new karma, fat farmer. We must be crazy to dream, but I'ma scream. Yes, we can, till I can't scream. We have no knowledge of electoral colleges, but the motto is the sun don't shine. We gotta polish it with new politics. Certified change, a new American idol. Shit, bang.
Look to the future before you. Our actions will be justified. Hand in hand, we'll walk and we'll be certified. Look ahead to the future before you. Our actions will be justified. Hand in hand, we'll walk and we'll be certified.
Yeah, pregame radio 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black, Lyrical X in the building.
What's up, people?
We here doing the damn thing. We're going to try to get at this caller one more time. Last four digits, 7157. You're live on the air. What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just calling to comment on the poet that just spoke.
Okay, that's Danny F.
Yes, I just want to say wonderful job, wonderful job, wonderful job. I heard you, I heard the message, even though my phone was going in and out, but good shit.
Well, that's the first, so, you know, let the people know who you are, what you're calling for. You know, you going to read something tonight?
Definitely not going to read anything tonight because I wasn't prepared. I'm just actually coming off of a business dinner. But I will definitely let everybody know who I am. My name is Nikki Barbs. And actually, you know, I actually love poets. And I can't recite them myself. I'm not a poet myself. But when I do hear good poetry, I really do like to indulge in it. And I want to shout out you, Brooklyn Black, on Pregame Radio, Spoken Word. Everybody know how it is. And just to the person I just spoke.
No doubt, and of course, shout out to you, Ms. Barbs. You know, let the people know where they can hear you at.
Yes, most definitely. You guys can hear me on Tuesdays on All Barbs Radio. Same number that you're calling in now, you could definitely call and speak to me on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I talk about a lot of different topics going on in the world today, as well as I like to play unsigned artist music and actually just talk to my Twitter fan base and just thug it out on air.
Most definitely. And also, I got to always go and want to wish a happy good morning to our friends over in the UK. It's actually about 3 o'clock in the morning over there.
Good morning.
So it's actually 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, so everyone who's tuned in, coming in from the clubs out there in London and all the neighboring countries and towns and all that, big shout out to you guys. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are definitely getting in, and I give you guys a lot of respect and a lot of love for checking us out, especially during Spoken Word Night.
Yes, most definitely. I definitely also have a message for you as well, Black. Angel Love Tweets did tell me to tell you hello. We actually were sitting in the car just now, but I definitely listened to the show, and we wanted to say something together, but I definitely need her to get back to her hotel in New Jersey so that way she can meet with me back in the Bronx at, like, 9 a.m. in the morning. So she told me to tell you hello and that she will be speaking with you and, you know, just calling in, showing love, pregame radio, spoken word, you know how I do.
Yes, big shout out to Angel Love Tweets. And tell her, you know, I would definitely love to speak to her, but see how my account is set up.
Yeah, and she's going to definitely remind you about that, because she definitely said that she's going to talk to you about that, about your account and set, you know, how it's set up and whatnot.
No doubt. It is all good. Actually, Ms. Nikki Barbs, I want you to stay on the line for a minute.
Okay.
Because I'm about to, and this is something I don't do. I'm about to read a piece that I wrote about a good 6 months ago.
Oh, I want to hear it.
And it was something I was writing on the fly. I was in my pregame radio Facebook group, so shout out to all the artists who contribute to that. And I was just writing. I was just going off whatever was on the wall, whoever's been on the show, you know. So you'll hear me make certain references, and you'll definitely be able to identify with a couple. But this is something that I wrote, like I said, about 6 months ago, and I titled it, Why I Do This.
Let me hear why you do this.
All right. Ev, you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Right.
Hey, Ev, I'm sorry. How you doing, Ev? How you doing?
I'm doing so. How you doing?
I'm good, girl. Just getting back in from a business meeting with my co-host. She just came to New York to visit me, so I'm good. I'm just tuning into the show a little bit that I can catch.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you. Go ahead, Black. Let's go.
All right. Like I said, this is my own thing titled, Why I Do This. I do it for the shoes and the sneaks. I do it for the hometown legends and the out-of-state freaks. I do it for the slaves and the sway vets. I do it for those in BMO, let's not forget. I do it for those out west and those down south, to show that we in Brooklyn know what hip-hop is truly about. I do it for the GH, Gritty Life and Building 3. I do it just because I don't charge a fee. I do it for the Ink Junkies and, of course, the Ouch Girls. I can't go no farther without shouting out the Star Girls. I do it so you can bump music in your car. like the homie PRR, I do it so you know who I are. I do it for the T-Shay fans all the way in the motherland. I do it for Society of Swag. I do it because I can. I do it for the love, not really for the paper. I do it so people know names like Pro Dillinger, TGO, and Chase Baker. I do it for the hungry, humble and ambitious. I do it for the villains, and I do it for the super vicious. I do it because shit gets done. I do it because it's fun. I do it for the networking and the people I meet. I do it for those that need their ass beat.
Sure.
I do it because I feel it's only right, because I know artists like Bugatti Surf knock out like 20-something tracks in the night. So if anyone wants to know why, I can tell them that without this, well, shit, you only have that. So...
I like that, Black. I like
you
it.
You
ain't
like
really
that, liar. You lying,
I
saw you ain't like that.
I did. You know, wonder why I liked it? Wonder why? Because I've never even known. I didn't say that you didn't like it. I said you didn't write it.
I was cracking
the fuck up right now. I'm laughing. Oh, okay.
Hey, hold up. One, I did write it, and here's a pregame pass.
I'm joking.
I wrote it sitting in front of you one day when we was chilling in the lab. You was on your PC. I was on mine, and I just put that together.
I believe my son.
And if you want to check authenticity, it's definitely in the pregame radio group under the files, and you can see when I first made it.
Because I'm administrator of that group.
Yeah, so you can check the files, and you can see exactly when I wrote it and when I even edited it.
But you know what, Abdul? Like, not for nothing. I even know this nigga here was even a he could even was a poet. So to me, for me to hear that today, you know, just definitely, you know, made me look at you in a different way. A little bit, nothing crazy, but I thought it was okay. I hope you did write that shit, so all your time and energy into it, because poets, you know, they be the real deal nowadays. They be really speaking from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And if you wasn't speaking from the heart, mind, and soul just now, Black, then I don't know.
Well, that was straight up from me. And
I'm
going to
appreciate how you put in all the pregame, how as many, you know, pregame artists we've had on the show. I like how you threw that in there. So I'm going to give you your props. Don't get excited. Don't get a big head.
I'm not a poet. I don't write poetry. You know what I'm saying? I'm not an artist. I don't do songs and none of that. You know what I mean?
That was good.
Thank you. It was something that was just in me, so I put it down before I lost it. That was it.
That's
what was up.
And I ain't got to laugh.
I don't do that. So you good, son. That was what's up.
Yo, Ab is so hilarious to me. I'm trying not to laugh.
No, you're
that was
good. I don't know what it's about. Music, laughter, and family. That's how we do it here.
Radio. Yes. Yes, most definitely.
Right.
But I'm shout out to you, Black, though, in the spoken word. I'm definitely going to have a couple of people that I know call up for this segment because they be trying to do it on my show, and I don't really
want to be introduced. They could definitely get on the set list for tomorrow.
Oh, right, that's right. Tomorrow. Okay, yeah.
We got Carlos Rashad coming in tomorrow. We got Poetry and Lyrics coming back. We got the homie Danny F. He's coming back tomorrow. And we got a whole bunch of other poets coming through. That's why we are starting tomorrow at our regular time at 10 p.m.
At 10, okay.
You know, because I'm on artists and stuff like that. And I was actually hoping that Nikki Barnes was going to do something, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow, because you know what it is? Like, I'm not a poet, but you know me with words, I'm really good with that, and if I really took the time to sit down and think and to put it together, I could do anything that I put my mind to. So definitely, yeah, I would like to come back on tomorrow with something that I created. I'm not a poet, so please bear with me. You know, I'm just going to share, you know, a little bit of things that were weighing on my chest, you know, weighing on my heart, and I guess, you know, what better way to speak to it through poetry?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way, you know, that's the way it is. And also poetry, it plays such a key factor in everything, as far as rap and R&B and all that stuff. So it definitely is a part of everything that we know as far as music. You know what I mean? But Miss Barbs, do you want to give any shout outs, you know, to your 9,000 plus Twitter followers? Oh, if you're listening, do not follow her because she got more than enough. Follow me.
No, follow me because I like to follow back. I follow back. I definitely do want to give some shout-outs. I just want to give a shout-out to my team, All Barbs, the owner, Angela Priest. I want to give you a shout-out, Black, because a lot of things that we do on my show, if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be going down. I definitely want to just shout-out to everybody on Big Boy Management. And I shout out to everybody that fuck with me. Y'all know who y'all are, so just shout-out to everybody that fuck with me.
No doubt, and once again, yeah, y'all can follow it on Twitter at How's Your Head Game. But if you guys don't feel like following her, y'all could just follow me because I ain't even got 1,500 followers. You know, I'm trying to get my
numbers
up.
It's more beneficial to follow me though, because obviously I have 9,000 followers for a reason, right? So
That's a whole nother show. Like that's we
y'all follow the leader at Ebenea Haven Smoker.
Hey, follow her. What was it today? Follow Friday. Follow FF Follow Friday. Something like that. Follow Friday. Make sure y'all follow the girl.
Y'all gotta follow the one of the divas of pregame radio. How she says it, the ever so lovely Lady Steele. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Chilling.
Hey,
you know,
Lady Steele.
You know, we doing the whole.
How are you guys tonight?
I'm great, Mom.
I missed your little tidbit. I came in just when they were commenting on it. I didn't even get to hear it. Can we get a rewind?
Why does Lady Steele sound familiar, though? Like, I have her on my Facebook or something.
Well, you got Lady Steele on your Facebook, on your Twitter, your Instagram, your MySpace, your Mi Gente, your Black Planet, your Asian Avenue. This nigga's everywhere.
Stop, because I'm probably all over those places, too.
No, I mean, I'm all over them just as well, just as much as you, but your name just sounds really familiar, though. Like, I've probably seen you on, like, yeah, it just sounds really, really, really familiar. You know, it's a small world after all. I definitely have over, like, almost 2,000 friends on Facebook, so it's probably most likely. But the name sounds, I like the name Lady Steele.
Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome.
So, Steele, what's good? You going to reach out for us tonight, too?
No. I'm not prepared, but I'm waiting for that rewind. I want to hear your stuff again.
You're the only one that said you want to hear a rewind, so that's not going to fly.
Because
I
want to
hear a rewind. That was two against one, Black.
Yeah, that's that bullshit. Yo, Bar, you supposed to be on my side of shit, Mickey? All right.
Look, today's my day off. It's Friday. I'm supposed to be out somewhere, pop, locking, and dropping, you know. But I definitely have to take care of business as far as my business and my show and everything else that we're doing as far as All Barbs TV, just the people that I'm meeting up with to do photo shoots. And, you know, Women's Influential Magazine is going to be definitely interviewing me. I got this shirt from the clothing line, guys. So shout out to One Ray Band. Yeah, it's definitely what's up because I actually want to work with him now. I want him to do some stuff for my company for All Barbs. So that's an emotion.
And even before I get into it again, I'm going to propose that Lady Steele and Nikki Barbs, you guys meet up, sideline, get some shit done because Lady Steele is chock full of ideas and she gets shit done in motion. Nikki Barbs gets chock full of ideas. She gets shit in motion. So I figure you put one great mind with another great mind and great shit happens.
I dig it. I'm always up. You know me, I'm a big networker. I'm a really big networker. And I'm actually met up with Buddha the Future today at 106 Sun Park. So you can look out for him. You can actually look out in the email because he'll be sending us his music so that we could put on and stuff like that. So, yeah, banking is really popping on my end. And I just shout out to everybody that's trying to do, you know, anything, especially I'm you know, I run a nonprofit organization for women. So when I hear other women doing the things that I'm doing or doing things along that, like, it just makes me so happy. And I'm a supporter. Like, it could be something as far as you trying to sell your own homemade pins. Like, I'm going to support you with that if I can. And I just think it's a beautiful thing when, yeah, of course, always, because Black knows, like, I'm one to lead by example. So I'm the one that to call into everybody's radio show just so that I can let you know on air in front of all your that you'll definitely be calling into my show to support me. So love is love. If you get no love, I'll show you no love. Like, and ladies, still, you know, like, it's whatever you know, I don't know exactly what you got going on, but I'm pretty sure Black wouldn't just say that for no reason because he knows how I am.
You sound like you're chock full of energy. You know, you sound very similar. Like, you could be Miss Brooklyn's little sister.
Really?
Well, here's 6 degrees of separation for you, Steele. You were on hand on a ladies' night where you guys inducted a certain artist by the name of Roxy Blue as a pregame approved artist, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Nikki Boss is the manager of Roxy Blue.
Yeah, and a couple of other artists, too, as well, that I managed.
And a couple of other artists, but, you know, we ain't got that much time to name all them niggas. But that's how, you know, that's where the degrees of separation come into play. And I will redo my little poem, which still could have been stored in the pregame radio group because it's been up there for months. But
I barely pay attention to my group.
I will read it. I will do it right now, and this is called Why I Do This once again. I do it for the shoes and the sneaks. I do it for the hometown legends and the out-of-state freaks. I do it for the swaves and swayvets. I do it for those in B-more, let's not forget. I do it for those out west and those down south to show that we in Brooklyn know what hip-hop is truly about. I do it for the GH, Gritty Life, and Building 3. I do it because I don't charge a fee. I do it for the ink junkies and, of course, the house girls. I can't go no further without shouting out the star girls. I do it so you can bump music in the car. Like the homie P.I.R., I do it so you know who I are. I do it for TCA fans all the way in the motherland. I do it for Society of Swag. I do it because I can. I do it for the love, not really for the paper. I do it so people know names like Pro Dillinger, TGO, and Chase Baker. I do it for the hungry, humble, and ambitious. I do it for the villains and the super vicious. I do it because it gets shit done. I do it because it's fun. I do it for networking the people I meet. I do it for those that need their ass beat. I do it because it's only right, because I know artists like Bugatti Surf knock out like 20-something tracks in a night. So if anyone wants to know why, I could tell them that without this, well, shit, you wouldn't have that.
Let me find out. Round of applause, sir. That was pretty good.
Same thing I said. That was dope.
Quite impressive.
Yeah, you know, like I said, that's just something I threw together. So shout out to everyone I mentioned in that joint, from Nelly New Shoes all the way down to Bugatti Surf. Because everyone there is doing big things. Everyone there's doing big things. I even, I shouted out Society of Swag. Shout out to Studio and Gumo, who do the damn thing as far as photography and video, videos and editing and all that good stuff. And that's just what we do here. We got about 15 minutes left in showtime because it's going to be an early night tonight, you know. But we'll be back tomorrow. We're picking up pregame radio spoken word part 2 tomorrow night at 10 p.m. So if you guys miss some or you guys want to get in on some, definitely hit me up. We'll get you on it. We'll have Poetry and Lyrics in the building. We'll have Danny F. in the building. Hopefully, we'll have Miss Nikki Boss and Lady Still reading tomorrow night. But we also have a whole lot more artists and poets coming through. So there's a whole lot of other stuff going down. And I just got to play the one spoken word joint, which is my favorite. Ed, do you remember my favorite spoken word joint from the last one?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I got to go into this, and especially since I got a media mogul like Lady Steele, and I have a another mogul as Nicky Barb's coming up. This is something I gotta play, just because I love it. And this one is Tied with the Industry on Pregame Radio, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. I appreciate it. What I'm gonna speak on is the thing that's on my mind the most. You know what I'm saying? The thing that we all gotta deal with every day, but don't really know. The industry. The industry. Man, it's not the same. Doesn't have to do with talent. It's about playing the game. The industry. Real niggas is dying to get in. The industry. Just to find they don't fit in. The industry ain't what it used to be. The industry's trying to control the way you MC. They want you to dress like this and talk like that. But I'm going to dress like this and talk with the bat. The industry. Got your word meaning nothing. The industry. Fuck what you heard because he's bluffing. The industry. Money, bitches, hate. But I dare you to try to take a fucking thing off my plate. The industry like, wait. But in the streets, we like, get him. 17 up in that thing. Take him sleeping and hit him. The industry. If you ain't got a strong mind, the industry will break you down. It's a matter of time. The industry, vultures with nothing to feast on. See me? I'm getting my beast on. The industry, stay in the dirt, play in the dirt. Test the wrong one in the industry and you will get hurt. I'm not an industry artist. I'm an artist in the industry. So I do what the fuck I want because nobody can finish me. The industry, wanted, dead or alive, new artists to sell their souls in the way they survive. The industry don't give a fuck about you, but the industry couldn't make a dime without you. The industry, I'm sick of this industry shit. The industry playing them like a industry bitch. They tried to finish me quick, but I am long, so I stand strong. Fuck a beat. Listen to the words in the damn song. I only know how to speak the truth, you know what I'm saying? So I got a little short joint I'm going to hit you with, you know what I'm saying? And it basically reflects on my relationship with the industry. This is what it is. Often, my words fall on deaf ears. Motherfuckers be listening, but don't hear. Talking to a nigga, he be sitting right here. I be like, where you going? Nigga be like, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we're back. Pregame Radio 347-857-4302. It's your man Brooklyn Black with Miss Nicky Barbs, of course, at the Hater Smoke on my right hand, who stays in the background like nobody else can, and the episode Sexy Lady Still, of course. So it's kind of our spoken word slash unconventional ladies night, where, of course, once again, I'm the only man out, but it's all well and good.
That was dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like that's one of my favorite spoken word pieces by the homie DMX, of course. If you couldn't tell, then you need your ass beat. But we're winding stuff down. You know, I'm getting into some of your Sky Heron and some things before we get up out of here. Please tune in tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Well, I should say tonight at 10 p.m., where we have a whole bunch of more artists coming through. We'll be starting up, like I said, at 10. Going all the way to 12 o'clock, possibly into overtime, depending on the traffic and everything like that. And I just want to thank Miss Poetry and Lyrics, Danny F, coming through, all the other artists. Big shout out to Keith Murray, the poet Black and Blue, who actually emailed me that spoken word track that I played earlier in the program. And I just want to shout out once again the ladies of Pregame Radio, Lady Still, Tasha B, and the newest addition, Miss Nicky Barbs. They help keep it going. They keep me on my toes. So I just got to give them a big shout-out. Also, since it's Memorial Day, we'll be dedicating tomorrow night's show to the fallen heroes, the men and women of America's military. So definitely, if you got something you want to share, especially towards the military background, hit me up. We'll get you on there. Like I say, if we got to go into overtime, we'll do it to get all the artists heard. And before we start to get out of here, Ev, any shout-outs you want to do?
Shout out to pregame. Fuck you, Facebook. Take that timeline shit off my fucking wall. I hate that. I can't find nothing. And let me see what else. Who else I want to give you a quick fuck you to? I was thinking about it all day. Some shit I seen on online. It'll come to me. Maybe for tomorrow.
All right, Lady Stills, you know, since you are like, one of the crown jewels of pregame radio, shout to people out, let the people know where they can keep up with you at.
Well, first off, shout out to you and pregame radio still going strong and everybody behind it. Also, if you want, you can keep up with me on Facebook, facebook.com/LadySteel0730, Twitter at LadySteel. Instagram, Lady Steel, King Steel.
Oh, that's
King Steel. A whole bunch of different steels. Just Google Steel, I'll pop up. All
right, Miss Barnes, I know you done did it, right? So big shout out to Big Boy Management, everyone that falls under the umbrella of Big Boy Management or Barnes Radio. Big shout out to Angel Love. Big shout out to Miss A. And it's Memorial Day weekend, so no matter where you are, just remember the boys are out heavy. So if you out buying one on, finishing the bottle, whatever you call it, please be safe. Call a cab, even though the cab takes half an hour, 45 minutes, just take a cab. Don't drive because they will pull your ass over, and you'll be in jail till Tuesday. All right, so that's, just arrive alive. And as always, I know what I say, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect the clan. You don't want to end up like Desmond Hatchett or one of his 11 baby mamas. That's not what you want to do. So please be safe, and Memorial Day, so big shout out to all of our fallen heroes in the military. We thank you, we applaud you, and we commend all the work that you did for the sake of the freedoms that we have, so we can do things like pregame radio and not have to worry about the government kicking in our doors and taking us in for talking shit. So we definitely appreciate today's military, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, even the reserves. We show y'all mad love. We still, we got love for y'all. Other than that, like I said, we just want you guys to be safe. We'll be back tomorrow night. And here's the skill, Scott Herring, before we roll up out of here, because we got about 5 minutes left. And please know, I love y'all, and I'll see y'all in about 10 hours.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion.
Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Not enough I can say about this cat, so I'm gonna just introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, from Chocolate City, Washington, D.C., give it up for my man, my brother, Dave Chappelle.
Thank you. Thank you all. I'm having an artistic dilemma. I have two poems. One poem is older, and one poem I just wrote backstage. Which one would you like to hear? Wait. How many for the old one? How many for the new one? All right, so remember, if it sucks, you ask for it. One night at 3 a.m., I went to the corner store. I forgot why. Oh, that's right, I wanted a bite. I had the munchies because I was high. The store is owned by Mr. Phone, and every day he sees me, he does me wrong. He's Korean. Now, I'd never say I hate all Korean people. I haven't met all Korean people. That hate talks for savages. But even though I don't generalize, I do percentages and averages. So far, I hate 1 out of 5 Korean people I've met so far. So I come in the store. Hello, Mr. Fong, I say. And he just scowls at me and growls at me. Buy something. Hurry up. Now look, I'm not stealing in the least, but if you're shopping and you know someone's watching your shop, that shit'll make you look like a thief. Mr. Fong said, hey, I've been watching you since you came in the door. Buy something now or get out of my store. Now, I couldn't take it anymore. Hey, hey, I said, raising my hand, get your fingers out of my face, China man. Mr. Fong said, hey, hey, what make you think I'm Chinese? You must not know what you're saying. You made a mistake, Brackman. Mr. Fong is Korean. Now, I was wrong. I was wrong. I said, Mr. Fong, I'm sorry to offend by mistaking your race. But you got to admit, if it was a Chinese lookalike contest, your ass would place. You're a dead ringer for a Chinese. But don't be mad at me. I didn't mean to offend you in the least. You know, some people say all black people look alike. We call those people police. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's your boy Wolfman Jack. Shout out to Pregame Radio, one of the hottest underground online radio shows featuring your boy Brooklyn Black. Salute your homie.
Initiating shutdown sequence.